Blog Talk Radio.
To a new way, you'll leave this place in a new way, a
a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
voces. Habrá alguien que pueda adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en ver este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, siempre estás. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Lord's hour. Praise God that we can come together in the name of Jesus. Amen. Man, that is really amazing, Sister Connie. As you share this prayer request, I just watched the movie on, it was Prime? I think it was Prime or maybe be another app named Tubi, but it was, I think it was Prime. It was called Dragon Day. And what was it about was that we had all this debt with China, our nation, we couldn't pay it back. So they had something that's been embedded with all the chips that we've been buying for years. And what it did was cripple our nation, and that it was a place of them to take over. They made it a place where everything was going down. I think they call it a yard sale or something. I remember the movie like Bruce Willis was in. I forgot what they call it. And, you know, it's talking about a major computer virus. And it was unbelievable. I mean, it was at a place where either you comply or you pretty well be starved and water and everything else. But very interesting as I see that and you're saying that. Look at there, the intrusion. And it's just so much going on. And things are happening, and there's one of them. I know I listened to a guy on YouTube that watches all the military airplanes and stuff named Monkey Works. Very interesting that he keeps up a good idea of what they're doing. And he used to be, you know, a military contractor or part of the military or something, but he's just trying to keep people alert to what's going on, and there's a lot of activity off our East Coast that something's going on. So these things that are happening, we know by the word of God they're going to happen. Well, praise God anyway. It just caught my eye because I saw, if you get a chance, try to check out that movie. It'll blow you away of understanding the days we're living. Pretty well lined up. It's called Dragon Day, I do believe it is. But anyway, praise God. Shalom to each person here in the chat room and by phone and Skype and Facebook. We welcome you all in. I think Sis Estrella, I hadn't seen her say anything in the chat room. Maybe she's just listening. And we say blessings to her, too, seeing her here. And it's good to see all the rest of you here. Praise God. I do have an announcement. I checked with Brother Elby. And here in the U.S., we have a holiday coming up next Thursday. And I asked him about, did he want me to bring a service or a message or have time off with our families. I asked him because we're having our Thanksgiving the Saturday after Thanksgiving because we're going to be serving others on Thanksgiving at our little church. We're going to be going out and giving food to the people that have to work on Thanksgiving here in our town. So Brother LV has got back with me, and he agreed that he'll put up the audio, and we'll be off, and you'll be able to be with your friends and family. So that's what we're going to do next Friday, just letting you know. And then, praise God, the next Friday after that, December 3rd, at this little church to watch how God is moving. It's been amazing. We have a couple of young men that want to share their testimony that are excited about Jesus. And that I asked Brother Elby about that. He said, this will be fine, you know, that I'd just be there to watch over and let them see all about this and everything. And I've asked Sis about if she wants to share her testimony, and that she can check about it and pray as God leads her. But that's what the Lord's put on my heart, and it's exciting. So that'll be testimony night mainly. That'll be exciting. And so be looking forward to that the Friday after, next Friday, I guess the right after Thanksgiving. Lord willing too, right? Lord willing everything. I have to share, brothers and sisters, it's been exciting what God is doing. And I was sharing with Brother Elby how much he's doing in our lives. I do have good news to share with you that we are great-grandparents again. We are great-grandparents again. We, Sis Brenda's, me and Sis Brenda's granddaughter, Skylar, just had Skylar and Abraham. just had a baby boy named Alexander, and they're both healthy and fine, and everything went fine, and we praise the Lord. And God did make a way with even all that's going on, brothers and sisters, that we didn't have to have no jab. We didn't have to have no test. Only thing we had to do is wear a mask. And the exciting thing is, the day we went, yesterday, we were the first ones to be allowed into the room as two. Everybody else had come before us. They were looking out a window and tapping on a window, looking at the baby that way. And God made a way. With everything going on, that we could see this child and her granddaughter. And Sister Brenda was so excited. And, you know, me too, but her more, of course. And even the lady in there doing the test, you know, checking the baby, making sure everything's right, she was telling me that, yes, every child that's born is a miracle of the Lord. So God is amazing. And even in this time, God makes a way. Because remember, you're his children. He wants the best for you. He loves you that much. I mean, how far has he gone for us already? It's absolutely amazing. But that was one thing. And then we have a ministry I've told you all about up there, the brisket tacos or whatever food God provides, and we share. Brothers, sisters, the Lord is involved. The people come in there and pour out their hearts and their lives. We just got to be available to listen. They're just trying to find somebody to listen or to be part of something. I don't see him here tonight, but met a man, older man named Jerry, and he was searching, and he was talking about some of the places he'd been going that had no life. They were dead. They were cold. And he was coming, and he's come to a couple of places in our city, churches, that he's enjoyed. But he says, we need family. We need unity. And I praise God that we have that here. I know it's mainly by spirit right now. We will be together one of these days, for sure. We know that. We're family. And God has called us for such a time as this to be his sons and daughters. And we're brothers, sisters in Christ. So it's been exciting. And in others, you know, you just talk to them and some of the stuff they're going through in their regular lives, even here in Texas, has been affected. Shorthanded. People don't want to work. Supply chain. Having problem getting things, of what some of them were saying, and things we're praying and dealing with people and family members dying. None of them said it was because of, you know, the COVID or the jab. It was just other things that are happening in their lives. And it could be, of course, by the time we go in and what people are facing. And then Sister Brenda was sharing with me about a pastor says, this is getting tiresome. This is about the 10th funeral he's had in a couple of weeks because of the jab. God of mercy. So, yeah, things are going on, but they are leading to the Lord's coming. I know this, I mean, last night, did any of y'all see the moon eclipse? One of the longest ones. It's been for a long time. And other different things. I mean, this week there's been one of the bigger earthquakes at the Madrid Fault. I would hope the Biden regime and him understand that God is warning that these things that are happening that divides our country and other countries, because you're messing with Israel. You're messing with his land, his people, and his holy city. And I would think they better take heed. But know this, brothers and sisters. The Lord will watch over us. He knows that we support and pray for the nation of Israel and understand that's what we've been called to do. But he loves us too. And he'll watch over us. And I've been hearing some tremendous dreams. People seem like more clear than ever before of talking about the Lord coming. And more that being transformed and flying away in their glorified bodies. And exciting the times we live, really is. So anyway, another interesting thing I'll share with you real quick is as we talk about in the Second Thessalonians, what would be the strong delusion? Well, there's a ministry on, I think they have it on website, called In the End Begins. I do believe it's a prophetic ministry, and he has some tremendous articles, and he sensed that the Lord told him to share this. What could be the strong delusion? What makes us Christians different than any other religion? The resurrection. And that Jesus Christ is alive, sitting at the right hand of the Father. How about trying to prove that wrong? How about all of a sudden in the city of Jerusalem, they find so-called bones of Jesus? Think about it. Now, remember, I'm just saying, as they use this delusion and deception, because you got to remember, the Antichrist has got to make him look like the true Messiah. Wouldn't that be something? Man, that's humbling, but yeah. You know what I'm saying, sis? I'm saying they're not going to. You know that. But they're going to make it look like they are. This is something that is sort of floating in as the Antichrist spirit is moving, and that he is going to say that he is the true Messiah. Yeah. I know, sis. Remember I said a deception. A deception. You understand that? I'm not saying they're going to find. I'm just saying, what if they said that? Especially after we're gone. Remember, the people left behind, none of them will be believers. But something to think about and understand that anything tries to come along like that, I would tell us to be, tell all of us to be looking up. Amen. Yes, I know, sis. That's true. I see what you're saying. Yeah. I know. I would think people would rise up and say, no way, he's the Savior, the true people of God. But I'm just thinking about what could be the deception that's coming. And we've heard different things, but that was very, very interesting in a sense, because as I say that, today I was doing the regular Bible reading. And the regular Bible reading is that was in 1 John 4, talking about the rise of the Antichrist. So I just thought that, that was a about coincidences. But we know the truth. We know the truth. But remember, God said, I will bring strong delusion for those who did not believe and trust my Son. Well, anyway, hallelujah. We'll trust the Lord. And when's the last time you heard from the Father? You will tonight. Our Father God, you'll speak to us tonight from a word and revelation that he shared with me to share with you. Yes, sis. And it's things are already happening everywhere. I mean, it's amazing of the real things they're finding in Israel now and things they're unearthing. I was seeing today from some young Messianic Jews in Israel, and they have found a church called the Church of the Apostles in Bethsaida near Galilee and the Sea of Galilee. It's amazing. And it showed, it's in an area that hasn't been, you know, built up or been messed with, and they're finding these different things that are pointing to where the Lord was, or where Peter and Andrew and others were, and they're just starting to unearth it. And remember, it's like, you know, the rocks are crying out now. The world, you know, the world that God made is crying out by things that were left from other believers, and it's saying who Christ is, and that there's evidence of others believing and trusting Him, and it's amazing, exciting that these things are happening. But anyway, that's the good news too, and in this, like, yeah, I share a little bit about what's going on in life and in the news, and you know, there's other things, you know, it was that's happened, and we're very grateful. You know, there's a lot of crazy things happen in the world, but there's still good things, where the miracle of birth and babies are being born, or the miracle of marriages still, and that God is alive and well. And even in the craziness, even all the wickedness and evil and all the things of the enemy, God is still moving in our lives. Isn't that awesome? Well, praise God. Well, glory to His name. Yes, we need to get started. I hope all of y'all have had a good week, and you feel the Lord's presence more and more. Amen, sis. I know. But you know what I'm talking about, if they did this after the church is gone. And then, you know, there wouldn't be probably too many people that's gone to confront it, because there'll be a spirit of deception and lies. Because it's a serious thing not to do what God told us to do in this time of grace. But yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm just saying, what some of the things, they're, you know, that very possible that could lead people to believe in the, especially Israel, that will believe that He is the Messiah. That's what this brother was talking about. He said a lot better than I did. You can go to his, website. I think it's Now the End Begins. And you can check out the article. But, yeah, I know, sis. I know you're standing up for the truth. Praise God. But it's very interesting, though, isn't it? Well, anyway, we don't have to worry about that, because we know the truth. And we want to, you know, give out information that will tell people, be prepared if they try to do something like this, that you've heard the truth, that this is not true, the tomb is empty, they never found the body. Because He's alive and well. Amen? All right. Well, let's pray and get started. Father, we thank You and praise You tonight. We thank You for who You are. And Lord, that even as we are alive, that You are revealing the works of darkness in their plans, that You want us caught off guard and helps us to know how to pray. And Lord, that we pray, continue to pray for our friends, our loved ones, our children, grandchildren, all people, that their eyes would be open. I pray for the mighty Holy Spirit to touch their lives. I know He will, before their last breath. Everyone will know the truth. Personally, each one is very special to You. Each of us are unique, how You created us, that You love all Your created children, and that You would have none of them perish, Lord. We pray, Lord, before this delusion, this deception of the Antichrist, the people would humble themselves and see they need You. Lord Jesus, they need You. There is no other answer or way. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the resurrection and life, like Sis Jeanette said, that You're alive and well. Even if they said anything, we know it would be a lie. But we want others to know, do not be deceived. but believe the word of God. For Lord, we pray tonight that you will lead and guide us with the anointing of the Spirit, because we can do nothing without you. Lord, that you bring this word alive. And Lord, that it will change our hearts and life, all who listen here or in the archives, because your word does not come back void. Father, we thank you for the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the shed blood and the power over the enemy, and that he's a defeated foe, and that as the enemy sees the blood, as we are applied blood to our lives, our heart, our mind, they have to flee because they know they're defeated. And it's by your authority, Lord. We thank you now, tonight. Watch over the connections and the internets and phones and the ways that you have made us come together, Father. And we honor and praise you and give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. All right. The first song is about gratitude. And here's the word about gratitude tonight. Ephesians 4, verse 24. And put on the new self, the regenerated, renewed nature, created in God's image, God-like, in his righteousness and holiness of the truth, living in a way that expresses to God your gratitude for your salvation. God-like. What he intended for Adam and Eve, he has brought to us through his son, Jesus. Glory to God. You are in the image of your loving Heavenly Father. Ephesians 5, verse 10. Trying to learn by experience what is pleasing to the Lord and letting your lifestyles be examples of what is acceptable to him, your behavior, expressing gratitude to God for your salvation. In that, we're expressing our gratitude to the Father for his glorious Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise him tonight with gratitude. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. My words fall short. I've got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? Amen. I could sing these songs as often I do, but every song must end, and you never do. Amen. Amen. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. All I have is hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but it's nothing else fit for a king, except for my heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I've got one response. I just want one move with my arms stretched wide. I will worship you Will I throw up my hands and praise you again and again? Because all I have is hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but there's nothing else fit for a king, except for my heart singing hallelujah. 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 Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. My soul, oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, because you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, because you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, my soul. Oh, don't get you shy on me. Lift up your song, because you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Take away, Lord. Amen. Oh, I throw up my hand, praise you again and again. Because all I have is hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know it's not much, but nothing's fit for a king, except for singing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, 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 oh. Praise the Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh. So don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, You got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, my soul. Don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. You've got a lion inside of your lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Praise the Lord. Oh.
Yes, Lord.
So I throw up my hands, praise you again and again. All I have is hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not mine. I know it's not fit for a king. Except for the hearts sing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. That's what the Lord Jesus told the woman at the well, that the Lord is looking for those that will worship him, our Father, in spirit and truth. That is a hallelujah, not from your lips alone, but from your heart. Amen. I believe that'll put a smile on your Father's face and the Savior's face and rise up joy in the spirit inside you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, praise God that we will continue this worship and praise for Sis Jeanette to come. And that she'll share what God has put on her heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, sis. Bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good evening. Good evening, sis.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. It's been a good day. It's been a day of getting to minister and hear some of the stuff that people's been going through during this time and how it's affected their lives. Yeah.
Yes.
Boy, so many need Jesus, don't they?
Yes, a lot of them.
Amen.
Many.
Yes. All right, sis, I'll let you just go right with what God's put on your heart. Amen?
Amen. Okay.
All right. Bless you, sis.
Bless you, too. in bringing you praise everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all faith. Yay! In my heart and my soul, Lord, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become I embrace. To love you from the inside out. My purpose remains, the art of losing myself, and bringing you praise everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame. Yeah, in my heart and my soul, Lord, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from the inside out, everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame, and the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from inside out of my soul. Cries out, Lord. In my heart and my soul, Lord, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out. With your sweet grace, become my embrace. To love you from the inside out. Your blessing, your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame, and the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out of my soul. Cries out your blessing. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame, and the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out of my soul. Cries out from the inside out of my soul, cries out, Lord. Your love is devoted, like a ring of solid gold, like a vow that is tested, like a covenant of old. Your love is enduring through the winter rain and beyond the horizon, with mercy for today. Faithful you have been, and faithful you will be. You pledge yourself to me, and it's why I sing. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. You father the orphan, your kindness makes us whole, and you shoulder our weakness, our strength becomes our own. Now you're making me like you, clothing me in white, bringing beauty from ashes. For your will we have you bride, free of all her guilt and rid of all her shame, and known by her true name. And it's why I sing. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. You will be praised, you will be praised, with angels and saints, pleasing worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised, you will be praised, with angels and saints, pleasing worthy are you, Lord. And this why I sing. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Ever be on my lips, ever be on, ever be on. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Jesus is coming soon.
in our hearts and lives. Amen? There should be a new living, a new way of living, that we are in, that we are Christ-like, waiting, wanting to serve and obey our Heavenly Father by believing and trusting in His Son for salvation and eternal life. This is the most important decision and choice we will ever make. Amen? And oh, so many would understand how important it really is. It's not about just like that gentleman that I met today, the older gentleman, been around a long time. But it's not about like becoming a member of a church. It's not like becoming a member of a country club or a group and being under such different rules and regulations of man and the way man do things. It's about a relationship with your God and Creator, and that He knows you, and that you're real, and that you really want a relationship with Him. Amen? So now, as eternity is right before us, has this really happened in our life? There should be proof. By this word I was reading and sharing this very morning, as I typed this message, the Word of God makes it clear. There is a godly life, way, and character. And there is a ungodly life, way, and character called sin. Amen? Let's look. 1 John 3:1-10. Children of God, love one another is the caption for this word. See what incredible quality of love the Father has shown to us, that we would be permitted to be named, called, and counted the children of God. And so we are. And John puts an explanation part. The Holy Spirit puts an explanation part, that it is real, it's true. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Beloved, we are even here and now children of God, and it is not yet made clear what we will be after His coming. Oh, it'll be glorious, I'll guarantee you that. It'll be like Christ, hallelujah, the resurrected King of glory, the resurrected Savior, hallelujah, with a glorified body, victorious over death, hell, and the grave, glory to God. We know that when He comes and is revealed, we will, as His children, be like Him. Hallelujah. Know who you are in Christ and who makes you that way. Because we will see Him just as He is in all His glory. Hallelujah. And everyone who has this hope confidently placed in Him purifies himself just as He is. Pure, holy, undefiled, and guiltless. Only by the power of the Holy Spirit we can do that. I'll guarantee you that. Everyone who practices sin, listen to practice, sin also practices lawlessness, because it's breaking God's law. That's sin. God's word. God's way of living. And the practice means it's a lifestyle. And sin is lawlessness. And what is sin? Lawlessness? Ignoring God's law by action or neglect or tolerating wrongdoing. Do we have that going on? Calling good evil and evil good. Being unrestrained by His commandments and His will. Isn't that interesting? Think about it when you look at Ephesians 2. The people, the kind of lifestyle they have because not restrained by the Holy Spirit. What is called in 2 Thessalonians? A restrainer. Amen? They're like wild animals. I don't say that, but they're just like wild animals or anything like that. In that kind of nature of sin. It really is. We need to be restrained. being unrestrained by his commands and his will. You know that he appeared in visible form as a man in order to take away sin. He, Christ, not us, not religion, not works, tradition, not man's way, but Christ. That all will be accepted by the Father. What his Son has done for us. You want to know what God's love really is? Look at the cross. Look what his Son did. And God have mercy, anybody said it's not enough. Invisible form as a man in order to take away sin. And in him there is no sin. He who knew no sin took our sins. All of them. Understand that. Past, present, and future. He covered it all. It had to be. Or it wouldn't be complete. Hallelujah. For he has neither the sin nature, nor has committed sin or acts worthy of blame. No one who abides in him. How do you abide in Christ? Faith alone in Jesus. Receive God's love, mercy, and grace, and born again by his Spirit. That's the only way that you abide in Christ. You're a new creature who remains united in fellowship with him, deliberately knowing and habitually practice sin. No one who habitually sins has seen him or know him. Little children, believers, dear ones, do not let anyone lead you astray. Do not let anyone lead you astray. That means a man or a woman or the ones controlled by the enemy. The ones who practice righteousness, the one who strives to live a consistently honorable life in private as well in public and to conform to God's precepts is righteous, just as he is righteous. The one who practices sin, separating himself from God and offending him by acts of disobedience, indifference, or rebellion is of the devil and takes his inner character and moral values from him and not God. See, you're going to be filled one way or another. You're going to be filled with the nature of the fallen one, or you're going to be set free by the power and love of God and have the nature of God and who he is. There's no in-between. It's one way or the other. You think about it, which one would you want? I hope you want the one that brings life and salvation, eternal life. Hallelujah. You don't want the other one. There's not a very good future at all for those. God, we would have none that would want this. But it's there. Offending him by the acts of rebellion and him not God. For the devil has sinned and violated God's law from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose. Oh, hallelujah. What did he appear? What was his purpose? Listen to the word of God. Listen to the power of Almighty God and victorious and being overcomer. To destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. No one who is born of God deliberately and knowingly and habitually practices sin. Because God's seed, his principle of life, the essence of his righteous character remains permanently in him. Hallelujah. Who is born again, who is reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed and set apart for his purpose. Glory to his name. He was born again, cannot habitually live a life characterized by the old nature, sin. Because he is born of God and longs to please him, just like the Son of God and our Savior did. That should be the change in our lives. God's seed. Here's John speaking about from the very beginning what God said. the difference between Satan's seed and the seed of the woman. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And how many times has he told us over, over, because it's very important that you understand and know this. By this, and he finishes up, by this, the children of God and the children of the devil are clearly identified. Anyone who does not practice righteousness, who does not seek God's will in thought, action, and purpose, is not of God. Nor is the one who does not unselfishly love his believing brother. Very clear. In these first 10 verses of 1 John, in these 10 verses, John is saying to the believers, then and us now, empowered by the Holy Spirit, that we should be different. There is a godly character which leads you and guides you and motivates us to the life of God in it. Amen? There's also a way that leads you and guides you and motivates a life of the devil. Which one leads and guides you and motivates you now? A very important truth, an eternal question for everyone living and breathing now. One leads to the life that God wants for us and has for us who believe in Jesus Christ, his Son, for salvation and eternal life. Amen? The other leads you and guides you and even motivates you to do it your way. Actually do it Satan's way. Not knowing his place, thought he could be greater than God. And everyone who thinks this way is lost and deceived. This is the way of the flesh and sin that leads to death in the lake of fire. God have mercy. He does right now, still, has mercy. God does not want you to be like the fallen one, Satan, but he wants you to be like him so you can be forgiven, be transformed, and be like Christ so you can live the life that he has for us. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Believe it or not, you're going to worship one or the other with how you live, and by the character you have, others will know. Oh, you can try to say or act like the character of God, but if you're lost, that nature will come out. It will be a lifestyle that is never satisfied. Only the true God and Savior Jesus Christ can satisfy your longing and your hunger that each of us have. That is, to live forever. Amen? It is that void that God put in us, each of us, that has to be filled by him. It happened because of the fall of man. Right now, if you're not born again believer in Jesus Christ, that void is filled with the nature of the fallen one, and you're in captivity to its yearnings and desires, flesh, and have a sin nature that keeps you in darkness and death. God have mercy. That the people would know this. Well, praise God. You don't have to stay there. This is not what your God and Savior wants for you. He does not want you to stay in darkness and death and a child of the devil. He came to save you from the sinful nature and the character of the devil. He came to set you free from darkness and death forever. Amen? Now that is good news. The gospel of grace in Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus forever. So understand this. You want that void filled with the right one and the right truth and spirit? Then you need change lives in Jesus Christ And the evidence will be the very character of God in our lives. Amen? All right. Here we go. Let me get a drink. Thank you, Lord. Glory to his name. I am very humble and amazed that our Heavenly Father would speak through us, but he does, to show us he is real and alive forevermore, and that he is in our lives and heart right now. He wants you to hear his heart and his will and purpose for all of his created children. Let us hear what he is saying to all of us. It truly matters for each of us. Amen. Now, here is the truth and revelation from the Father. Ones who do not know their rightful place with me through my son's sacrifice for them, where he shed his blood and gave his life for them and rose again the third day for each of you, my created children. You will go on in this life never fulfilled and satisfied into eternity. You will never be what I wanted for you and intended for you for all eternity. This happened because of your own free will I gave each of you because I love you, that you would reject my love for you through my beloved son. Who is he? I mean, who he is and what he has done for each of you, so you would not be in this terrible place for all who want to do it their way. Then you are doing it Satan's way, and you will face the same fate and punishment as he, and all the fallen rebellious ones will. Always yearning, always hungry, always never satisfied, because I am the only one. I am the only one who can and make you complete. The life I want for you now and for all eternity. But each of you have to choose between Satan and this fallen world or me, your loving Father, and my love expressed through my beloved Son and your Savior and the life I give to all who believe in him and trust him and truly embrace him and fill with my Holy Spirit to make and create you complete, filled, and fulfilled. This is why you, my born-again spiritual children, have true peace and hope. Because of all of my words and promises will be fulfilled as I have spoken and said it would come to pass. So you, my beloved and special sons and daughters, you know my blessed hope that the Holy Spirit has revealed in my word, and my son, Yeshua Jesus, is coming to pass very soon. Stay encouraged and fear not. I am bringing all of you home soon. So until then, learn and grow and be mature by studying and knowing my word and knowing about the character you have now as my sons and daughters. I expect you to live and act like my children and not like the devil's children anymore. You can, because you have been changed. You have been raised up and prepared for the time you live at the coming of my son and your Savior, Yeshua Jesus. Your lives have been changed to live for him and this obedience to me. What I reveal to all who will listen and know, I know who is mine right now. And I will bring home all who believe and trust in my son, Yeshua Jesus, for salvation and life. All others will be left behind because of their disobedience to me, by not believing and trusting in my son, by the command I gave and the word I gave through him. It is through him, and nothing of you, lest you foolishly boast and your simple pride of self-righteousness. None are righteous. No, not one in yourself or man-made religion or so-called keeping my law that no man can do. This is why I sent my son, Yeshua, Jesus, first to my people, the Jews, and to all my other created children. This decision to believe and obey what I've told you is a matter of eternal life or death, period. As I told Joshua, I tell you too. Choose you this day. Who will you believe in and serve, your God and Savior, or the fallen one and the beast that is coming? I hope you hear my spirit speaking to you and your heart and receive all I have for you, which is salvation and eternal life through my son, Yeshua Jesus, today. By my love, mercy, and grace, this has come. This comes. Be wise and hear what I put on my son, Buddy's heart. Listen to what I say. I have these words of life and not what man says, which can lie to you and deceive and lead to death and hell. Remember, I know your heart. And I know who is real and who is fake and false. And I have the final word of salvation or judgment for all. As I speak to you for such a time as this, that this is real life and that this is all happening right now. So rejoice. Be glad, my beloved children. Your God and your Savior is coming. My son, Yeshua Jesus, is going to bring you home. Because this lost dying world is not worthy of you anymore. Their time of great trial is coming after you are raised up and become like my son and your Savior, Yeshua Jesus. A glorious, wonderful day for us all. Abba Father, amen forever. Again, just a humble servant. And this is happening in me by his Holy Spirit. It is all respect and honor to him that he would even use me. I am thankful. You pray and seek your Heavenly Father and know if this is from him or not. When he tells you it is, then take heed and listen and obey. If not, then pray for me and seek the real truth. Myself, I do believe this is a revelation from our Heavenly Father to us, his children. Amen. As always, there are scripture references to all he says, because anything from God will be confirmed by his word. Amen? Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. God set eternity in the heart of man. Verse 11. He has made everything beautiful and appropriate for its time. He has also planted eternity, a sense of divine purpose, and the human heart, a mysterious longing which nothing under the sun can satisfy except God. Yet man cannot find out, comprehend, grasp what God has done, his overall plan, from the beginning to the end. Nothing in this world or your flesh can eternally satisfy you except God. God's way, what God has done through his son, Yeshua, Jesus, to all who will have faith in him and be born again to be saved, satisfied, fulfilled with eternal life. Amen. 1 John 3:9 and 10. No one who is born of God deliberately, knowing and habitually practice sin, because God's seed, his principle of life, the essence of his righteous character, remains permanently in him who is born again, who is reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, and set apart for his purpose. And he who is born again cannot habitually live a life characterized by sin, because he is born of God and longs to please him. By this, the children of God and the children of the devil are clearly identified. Anyone who does not practice righteousness, who does not seek God's will in their in thought, action, and purpose, is not of God, nor is the one who does not unselfishly love his believing brother. What I ask each one of you listening tonight and in the archives is this. Which one are you by your life and character as evidence? I pray that you are God's born-again children through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, sis. Praise God. Revelation 3, verse 10. Because you have kept the word of my endurance, my command to perseverance, I will keep you safe from the hour of trial, the hour that which is about to come on the whole inhabited world, those who live on the earth. This is coming quickly by what the Father has said. All the ones who rejected God's love through his Son, Jesus Christ, will face this time to be tested like never before, or will be because of this. God have mercy. Heard from a brother on YouTube. Grandpa Bill, what the Lord revealed to him about this day or time coming. It will be a great and terrible day of the Lord. This is what the Lord Jesus told him. Listen to this. The great day is for all of you, my beloved church and bride, who believe and trust me for salvation and my life, eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah. The terrible is for all who do not believe in me, disregard me and my word, and believe themselves and man and the fallen one, Satan. They will face the most terrible time this fallen world has seen or experienced. God have mercy. I want the great part of the great and terrible day of the Lord, don't you? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, we do. The last reference, who will not see or face this terrible time? The great day of Christ is coming for us, who so soon, because we are his. Amen? 1 John 3, verse 1. See what incredible quality of love the Father has shown to us, that we would be permitted to be named and called and counted the children of God. And so we are. And for this reason, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Each of you, seek your Father and take heed what he is saying, confirmed by his word for such a time as this. Amen. Now let's do what he commanded us to do. Amen. The definition of character, the features and traits that form the individual nature of some person. One such feature or trait, characteristic, moral, and ethical quality, well, clearly tells us and shows us what God has done in our lives and hearts. Hallelujah. That we, his children, are like him in Christ, even as we live and breathe now. Amen. Now, by his mighty word of truth and wisdom. Amen. Psalm 4, verse 3. But know that the Lord, has set apart for him and dealt wonderfully with the godly man, the one of honorable character and moral courage, the one who does right. The Lord hears and responds when I call to him. But know that the Lord Jesus has set apart for himself a godly man or woman, the one who's honorable character and moral courage, the one who does right like his or her God and Savior. Amen? What happens? Oh, okay, excuse me. When you do this, I should have put a comma. When you do this, guess what happens? Now we got it. When you do this, guess what happens? The Lord hears and responds when we call to him. Amen? Psalm 15, verse 2. He who walks with integrity and strength of character and works righteousness and speaks and holds truth in his heart. This should be life and evidence us in Christ. Amen? Psalm 33, verse 1.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 33, verse 1. Praise the Creator and Preserver. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous one. Praise is becoming and appropriate for those who are upright in heart, those with moral integrity and godly character. With godly character, that we know our right place with him and before him, that we would worship and praise him from our hearts. Amen? Proverbs 2, verse 7. He stores away sound wisdom for the righteous, those who are in right standing with him. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, those of honorable character and moral courage. What does our God and Savior store away for us? Number one, sound wisdom, godly wisdom in Christ, amen? Number two, for all the righteous, the redeemed of God, amen? Number three, he's a shield to those who walk in eternity, amen? Number four, those who walk in honorable character. Amen. And number five, those who walk in moral courage in such an evil, perverted world. Amen. All of this is God's character we receive in Christ by God's grace. Amen. Romans 6, 4 through 9. To all who are beloved of God in Rome and us, in this day we live, called to be saints, God's people, and set apart for the sanctified life, that is set apart for God and his purpose, grace to you in peace, inner calm, spiritual well-being for our God and our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God, sis. Is that all of it, or is it more coming? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. The next two scriptures clearly shows with God's character, with changed life in Christ, and those who do not, the lost and sinful. Proverbs 10, 9. He who walks in integrity and with moral character walks securely. But he who takes a crooked way will be discovered and punished. The contrast here and truth. The righteous with the life and character of God will walk securely forever. Amen? But those who are not righteous in Christ, who take a crooked way, will be discovered and punished forever. God have mercy. Jesus spoke about this, about a straight and narrow path to life, and the other to death and destruction. Let's look. Matthew 7, 13 through 14. The narrow and wide gates. Enter through the narrow, for wide is the gate and broad and easy to travel is the path that leads the way to destruction and eternal loss. And there are many who enter through it. That's sad. But small is the gate and narrow and difficult to travel is the path that leads the way to everlasting life. And there will be few who find it. Thank God we have, right? Thank God we have. The Lord Jesus confirms his word, and his word is truth. And we need to take heed and know this truth. He is the only way, truth, and life. This is the path to take and follow him on. Amen? Proverbs 10, verse 28. The hope of the righteous, those of honorable character and integrity, is joy. But the expectation of the wicked, those who oppose God and ignore his wisdom, comes to nothing. What a choice. Which would you want? Hope of the righteous? An unspeakable joy for all eternity? Or comes to nothing? Choose very wisely. Amen? Proverbs 15, verse 9. The way of life of the wicked is hateful and exceedingly offensive to the Lord. But he loves the ones who pursue righteousness, personal integrity, moral courage, and honorable character. So which do you want? Being wicked and hateful and exceedingly offensive to the Lord Jesus? Or he loves you who pursues righteousness and honorable character given to us through him. Amen? Amos 5, verse 13. Okay, sis. Hallelujah. Romans 6, 4 through 9. Okay. We have therefore been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory and power of the Father, we too might walk habitually in newness of life, abandoning our old ways. Amen. For if we have become one with him, permanently united in the likeness of his death, we will also certainly be one with him, share fully in the likeness of his resurrection. We know that the old self, our human nature, without the Holy Spirit, was nailed to the cross with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin, praise God. For the person who has died with Christ has been freed from, oh, okay, hallelujah. We'll just read it. There's a reason, has to be a reason, sis. Power, sin, and now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we also live together with him because we know the self-evident truth that Christ, having been raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has a power over him. Hallelujah. And then Romans 6, 10 through 14. For the death that he died to sin. What does that mean? ending its power in paying the sinner's debt. That pretty well covers it, don't it? Once and for what? All. And the life that he lives to the glory of God in unbroken fellowship with him. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin and your relationship to it broken. Amen. But alive to God in unbroken fellowship with him in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign or control in your mortal body so that you obey its lust and passion. Do not go on offering members of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but offer yourselves to God in a decisive act as those alive raised from the dead to a new life, and your members, all of your abilities sanctified, set apart as instruments of righteousness, yielded to God, for sin will no longer be the master over you. Isn't that exciting? Since you are no longer under the law as slaves, but under the unmerited grace as recipients of God's favor and mercy. You have changed lives, brothers and sisters, confirmed by God's word. Clear, you are crucified with Christ. Yep, we live, but Christ in us. We have the life, the nature and character of our God and Savior. You're not the same anymore. A new direction, a new life. And the kind of life that God gives, it's permanent. It's eternal. Understand that. That's the truth of his word. That's what he wants you to know. That's what he intended for Adam and Eve. And he's made it much better and stronger and eternal through his son. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, sis, for that mighty word. Amos 5, verse 13. Therefore, he who is prudent and has insight will keep silent at such a corrupt and evil time. For it is an evil time when people will not listen to truth and will disregard those of good character. Remember, we're just messengers. And there'll be some that will listen. And God have mercy, there'll be ones that don't. That's between them and God. Are we in these times that the prophet is speaking about here? Yes, we are. What are we to be doing in these times? Not disregarding godly character, but embracing it and following our Savior example in such evil day. Amen? Matthew 5, verse 8. Blessed, anticipating God's presence, spiritually mature, are the pure in heart. And who are the pure in heart? Those with integrity, moral courage, and godly character. For they will see God, not through your flesh, but through your faith in Christ and born again by his Spirit. Does this come to you? Blessed are you, brothers and sisters in Christ, with the changed lives we have now through our faith in Christ. We will see our God and Father in person very soon. Amen. Hallelujah. What a very great day that will be. Praise the Lord. Matthew 5, verse 9. Blessed, spiritually calm, with life, joy, and God's favor are the makers and maintainers of peace. For they will express his character and be called sons of God. Hallelujah. Not stirring up fires, but who we are in Christ, putting them out. Amen? Or stirring up trouble, whatever you want to call it. Blessed, spiritually calm, with life, joy, and God's favor. For you will express his character in your life now. You will be called children of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Matthew 5, verse 48. You, therefore, will be perfect, growing into spiritual maturity, both in mind and character, actively integrating godly values into your daily life, as your Heavenly Father is perfect.
You're his children. You're going to be like him because of Christ. Hallelujah. That's how your Heavenly Father sees you. It's amazing. This has happened by our faith, our trust in Jesus Christ, and then all this comes with it, what the Father gives us. Number one, you will be perfect, perfect, growing into spiritual maturity, both in mind and character. Amen? Number two, actively integrating godly values into your daily life. Amen. And number three, as your Heavenly Father is perfect, so are you in Christ, not yourself. We're going to mess up. We're going to stumble, flesh, until the day of redemption. But I guarantee we are maturing and growing. And I believe that has been sped up. And I believe that God has given us a way that things don't tempt us as much as they used to as we draw closer to him and closer to his coming. Praise God. Praise God that we see how disgusting, evil, wicked, and perverted are the ways of the world, and they're coming more clear, and we want no part of them because it's not of us no more. Because it's not of us no more. This is not our home. Matthew 6, verse 33. First, and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God, and all these things will be given to you also. Hallelujah. Get it in the right order, right? It is very wise to seek God first before all these other things of this life and world. Amen? In this world, in truth, the Lord Jesus reveals the nature of the children of Satan, the devil, and then tells us how to be free from him and his nature. Amen? Hallelujah. John 8, 41 through 47. Hear what the Lord is saying. And the ones he's speaking to should have known. You are doing the works of your own father. They said to him, we are not illegitimate children. We have one spiritual father, God. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, but he is not, you would love and recognize me, for I came from God out of his very presence, and I've arrived here. For I have not even come on my own initiative as self-appointed, but he is the one who sent me. Why do you misunderstand what I am saying? It is because your spiritual ears are deaf, and you're not able to hear the truth of my word. You are of your father, the devil, and it is your will to practice the desires which are characteristic of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks what is his natural to him. For he is a liar, and the father lies and half-truth, and he's still doing the same thing. But because I speak the truth, you do not believe me and continue in your unbelief. Remember, this is God. This is the Messiah. He knows their hearts as well as ours. Which one of you has proved and convicts me of sin? He puts it right to him. You have any proof of me sinning? Breaking any God's law? No. No, they did not. If I speak truth, why do you not believe me? I mean, the Lord gets right hard on the matter. Whoever is of God and belongs to him hears the truth of God's word.
For this reason, you do not hear them, because you're not of God, and you're not in fellowship with him. There you are. That's what has to happen in your life. You have to have a relationship. You have to be in fellowship with your God, your Creator, your Savior, the Son of God, Yeshua Jesus. Oh, so humbling. Hear what the Son of God is saying to us. Hear what the Savior is crying out to you, his created children. Take heed to how you can be changed from the children of Satan, the devil, and become God's children forever. Whoever is of God and belongs to him hears the truth of God's word. His Son, Jesus Christ, the living word of God, the words of eternal life. Hallelujah. Amen. Now that's truth. John 16, verse 7 through 10. But I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, and standby. Hallelujah. Seven things. It's interesting. Remember it talks about Revelation, the seven spirits? Interesting that there's seven seven things that describe the Holy Spirit. Helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, and standby. Will not come to you, but if I go, I'll send him, the Holy Spirit, to you to be in what? Close fellowship with you. And he, when he comes, he will convict the world about the guilt of sin and the need for a Savior and about righteousness. And about judgment, about sin and the true nature of it, because they do not believe in me and my message. And about righteousness, personal integrity and godly character, because I'm going to my Father and you will no longer see me. For us, as born-again believers, the Holy Spirit is pointing to us about righteousness, personal integrity, and godly character in our hearts and changed lives. Amen? Acts 11, verse 24. Thank you, Lord. For Barabbas was a good man, privately and publicly. His godly character benefit both himself and others. He was full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith in Jesus the Messiah, through whom believers have everlasting life. And a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Because of who Barnabas was, because of this nature and character of God in him. Here's a perfect example for us all. This is possible for us, each of us. Barnabas is an example that we too can have godly character privately and publicly, because we too are full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith in Jesus, the Messiah, our Savior. Amen? What comes to all who do this in their lives? Answer, by God's word and promises, through whom believers have everlasting life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Romans 5, verse 4, an endurance, proven character, spiritual maturity, and proven character, hope, in confident assurance of eternal salvation. The proven character in us is Christ, the hope and confident assurance of eternal salvation in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Galatians 3, verse 27, glory to the Lord and his word. For all of you who were baptized into Christ, into a spiritual union with Christ, the anointed, have clothed yourselves with Christ. That is, you have taken on his characteristics and values. For all of you born-again believers in Christ, this has happened to each of you. Number one, You who were baptized into Christ, not just water baptism, but into a spiritual union with Christ, amen? Number two, have clothed yourselves, the inner you with Christ, amen? Number three, that is, you have taken on his character and values in your life and heart, amen? Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all of this. Amen. Galatians 5, verse 25. If we claim to live by the Holy Spirit, we also walk by the Spirit. And when you say walk in the Word of God, it's talking about a lifestyle. With personal integrity, godly character, and moral courage, our conduct empowered by the Holy Spirit and not ourselves. Do you see by God's word that you must be born again? Because this does not happen in your heart and life without faith alone in Christ and born of the Holy Spirit, who empowers all true born again to have godly character. Amen? Ephesians 5, verse 11. Do not participate in the worthless and unproductive deeds of darkness, but instead expose them by exemplifying personal integrity, moral courage, and godly character. Wow. This is clear now. Not like special edition or 60 minutes. But to expose the deeds of darkness is to be different, be like Christ, by our personal integrity, godly character, change lives in Christ. Amen? The light of God will expose the works and deeds of darkness, even in our lives, as he sees fit to do so. Let your light so shine. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Colossians 1, verse 10. So that you walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, displaying admirable character, moral courage, and personal integrity, to fully please him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work, and steadily growing in knowledge of God with deeper faith, clear insight, and fervent love for his precepts, walking and living changed life in Christ, that we will walk in the manner of the Lord Jesus. Amen? Colossians 2, verse 6. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in union with him, reflecting his character in the things you do and say, living the life that lead others away from sin. Yes, brothers and sisters, we have been commanded to do this. Walk in union with him, a relationship with you can say, reflecting his character in us to shine to others in the things you do and say, living the life that leads others away from sin and being the children of the devil and come to Jesus and become children of God. Amen? Now that is really definitely part of the Father's will and purpose for us. 1 Timothy 6, 10 through 12. Thank you, Lord. For the love of money, that is, the greedy desire for it and the willingness to gain in unethically, is the root of all sorts of evil. And some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith, pierced themselves through and through with many sorrows. But as for you, O man or woman of God, flee from these things. Aim at, pursue righteousness, true goodness, moral conformity to the character of God. Godliness. The fear of God. Faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith in the conflict with evil. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and for which you have made the good confession of faith in the presence of many witnesses. As this was for all our brothers, Paul and Timothy, it is for us too. Excuse me. Let us take heed to this truth, command, and wisdom. Amen. Let me get a drink. Second Timothy 2, verse 13. Listen to this. This covers if anybody ever tells you think you lose your salvation. Listen how powerful God is. If you're truly his child. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, true to his word and his righteous character. For he cannot deny himself. Even when we are not who we are supposed to be, who Christ made us to be, that even if we are faithless sometimes, he remains faithful, true to his word and his righteous character. That is us, brothers and sisters. We have that faith in him and our trust we have in him, and being born again, he will never deny himself the body of Christ. You understand that? He will never deny you. You are his child. You are his son and daughter. Hallelujah. That is you and me. Not by performance, but by our faith and trust in who he is and what he has done makes us who we are now and forever. Amen. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. It's so powerful. So powerful. And it's interesting that it's verse 13. As far as I know, number 13 means love. That's his love. His love is greater than anything of us. He understands that we're still in this flesh we're dealing with. He faced it. He took it on himself. Can you imagine? Take on all our problems, all our failures, all our sin, all our everything. Upon himself at that cross. He identifies. He knows. But there's a day coming. But he'll be all gone. It's called the day of redemption, the resurrection rapture, totally fulfilled, resurrected and glorified and be like Christ for all eternity. Hallelujah. Hebrews 1, verse 2. Has in these last days spoken finality to us in the person of the one who is by his character and nature his son, namely Jesus, who he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things, through him who also created the universe, and that is the universe as space, time, and matter continuing. It's all his. Who has God the Father spoken with finality to us? The person of the one who is by his character and nature, his son, namely Jesus. Amen. I would really think and believe that we need to listen to him and serve and obey him. Amen. Hebrews 13, 5 through 6. Let your character, your moral essence, your inner nature, be free from the love of money. Shun greed. Be financial ethical. Being content. But what you have, for he has said, I will never under any circumstances desert you, nor give you up or leave you without support. Nor will I in any degree leave you helpless. No, he will not. For nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold on you, assuredly not. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently say, the Lord is my helper in time of need. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? Nothing greater than God. I can tell you that now. Yes, let us know and believe this and have the character God wants us to have. Believe and trust him. He will never leave us or forsake us. He will by his own character will watch over us and provide for us. Doesn't matter what man does or Satan. I don't know how I got that sometimes. The Lord Jesus is a man and God of his word. Amen. First Peter 1, verse 15. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. Be set apart from the world by your godly character and your moral courage. Where does that come from? Be set apart from the world by your godly character and moral courage that he has given us, not what we try to drum up or do, but he gives us and empowers by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. That's be the third time I've shared this scripture. I guess the Lord really wants us to hear this. 1 John 3:9. No one who's born of God deliberately, knowingly, habitually practices sin, because God's seed, his principle of life, the essence of his righteous character, remains permanently in him who is born again, who is reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, set apart for his purpose. And he who is born cannot habitually live a characterized by sin because he is born of God and longs to please him. Just like the Son of God wanted to please the Father, that we should too. And I believe we do. Amen. He or she who is born cannot habitually live a life characterized by sin because of our changed life in Christ. You are born of God and longs to please him. Amen. The next two scriptures sums it all up at the end of this message about our changed life. There is the character of Christ. The first one are for all who believe and trust and embrace the Son of God and God's final word in these last days and being born again and have the godly character by the Holy Spirit, the evidence of this in your life now and for all eternity. Amen. Revelation 19, verse 8. She has been permitted to dress in fine linen, dazzling white and clean, for the fine linen signifies the righteous acts of the saints, the ethical conduct, personal integrity, moral courage, and godly character of believers. Hallelujah. Know who you are in Christ. Yes. God's true sons and daughters in Christ, whose life is filled with life, character, and power of God now and will forever. Amen. Praise God. Thank God forever. Amen. Now take heed and warning to all who choose what this scripture says and warns. You do not want to be part of this lost, wicked, sinful children of the devil. Revelation 21, verse 8. But as for the coward and the unbelieving and the abominable, you are devoid of character and personal integrity and practice and tolerate immorality, murderers, sorcery, pharmakia, intoxicating drugs, things of men that take the things of God and pervert them for personal gain and money and power. Well, bless you, sis. Have a great Thanksgiving. We love you and have a great and safe Thanksgiving. And we'll see you back in December 3rd. Will be testimony night. Amen. Bless you, sis Erica. Murderers and sorcerers, intoxicating drugs, idolaters. Idolaters. And occultists who practice and teach false religion. And all the liars who not only deceive and twist truth. Their part will be in the lake of fire that blazes with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. God have mercy. He's talking about people that have a form of godliness, but deny the power, the life and character of God in their lives. They think it's their way. It has to be God's way. Faith alone in his Son and born again by the Spirit. There is still time. And your God and Creator, your Heavenly Father who loved us so much, he sent his Son to die for you and to pour out his life and blood for you. He did all this. He did all he could do so you do not face this. But you will face this with all others who reject his love given to all of you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Hear what the Father said tonight. And take heed as he tells you the truth. He knows your heart and your character and life as you live and breathe now. He knows if you're living for yourself and your sinful nature like your father the devil, or you humble yourself and believe in his Son, Jesus, and live for him and not yourself anymore like Satan. Remember, he has the final word, not you. Salvation and eternal life or judgment in death, period. God have mercy. Amen forever. I wondered about the song that was for this, and now I see as I read that scripture talking about the people who are cowards. Or you're not a coward. God has made you brave. Brave to stand for your Savior. To stand for truth. And not bow your knee to the ways of this world and the fallen one, Satan. Amen? He makes us brave. Thank you, Jesus. You make me brave. Hallelujah. By the power of the Word of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. I stand before you now. The great of renown. I have heard of your majesty and wonder of you. Feet of heaven, in humility I bow. is your love and wave after wave crashes over me, crashes over me. For you are for us, you're not against us. Champion of heaven, you made a way all to enter in. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. I have heard you call me my name. I have heard the song of love that you sing. Oh, I will draw me out beyond the shore to your grace. Your grace, as you love in wave after wave, crashes over me, crashes over me. For you are for us, you're not against us. Champion of heaven, you made a way for all to enter into your love. Wave after wave crashes over me, crashes over me. For you are for us, you are not against us. Champion of heaven, you made a way for all to enter in. Hallelujah now. This is what he's done. You're not a coward. Make me brave. You make me brave. You call me out beyond the shores into the waves. You make me brave. You make me brave. No fear can hinder now the love that made a way. Thank you, Lord. You make me brave. You make me brave. You call me out beyond the shore into the waves. You make me brave. Do you make me brave? No fear can hinder now the promises you made. Hallelujah! Make me brave. You make me brave. You call me out beyond the shore into the waves. You make me brave. You make me brave. No fear can hinder now the promises you made. Hallelujah. You make me brave. You call me out beyond the shore into the waves. You make me brave. You make me brave. No fear can hinder now the promises you made. Hallelujah. Wave after wave crashes over me, crashes over me. For you are for us, you are not against us. Champion of heaven, you made a way for all to enter in. As your love, in wave after wave, crashes over me, crashes over me. For you are for us, you are not against us. Champion of heaven, you made a way all therein. Amen. all to enter in. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. And he, by his love, made a way for us, brother, sister. Stop this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That it was by faith that he called Peter out on the waves. And that it's a picture of the seas roaring. And as everything is falling apart all around us, and things are not like they used to be, and we'll never go back to what they were. Because this is the end time. This is the last days. This is before the Lord is coming, where he said the things would be like in Sodom. And things would be like in the days of Noah. And they're happening. They're happening. They really are. Hallelujah. Praise God. And in this time we live, this is the move. This is move of God to bring in as many people that would take heed and hear what he's doing and saying in our life. This is a move. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God, we believe, because we can see wonders that still what you do. I love you. Amen. Amen. God, we believe, yes, we can see it. The wonders are still what you do. Amen. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do, because we need a move. Amen. We need a move. Can you shout that out? Jesus. Amen. God, we believe. Yes, we can see that. The wonders are still what you do are here for you. Come and do what you do. Are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our heart on you. Come and do you do. We need a move. Amen. We need a move. We need a move. Healing is coming in this chat room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Somebody say it. Miracles are happening when you move. Healing is coming in this chat room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Amen. Miracles are happening when you move. Healing is coming. In this room, miracles are happening when you move. Heaven is coming. This is a move. Hallelujah. This is a move. Amen. This is a move. This is a move. Here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our heart on you. Come and do what you do. This is a move. Amen. This is a move. This is a move. This is a move. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you and do what you do. The heart on you. Come and do what you do. We need a move. Yes, Lord. We need a move. Yes, Lord. This is a move. Yes. Amen. Amen. This is a move. This is a move. This is a move. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. The move. This is a move. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Happen, you move, and miracles happen when you move. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this chat room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Amen. The move. This is a 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 move. Amen. Amen, brothers and sisters. This is the move of the Lord. Lord, we pray that we humble ourselves and you have your way. That you change us, Lord. To be who you want us to be. Move upon us, in us, Lord, by your Spirit. That we take heed to what you're saying to us in these days. That we understand that we have changed life. And we have the very character and life and power of God. And that we humbly know that it's all glory to you. And that we are to be led and guided by the Holy Spirit. We thank you for what you've done in our lives and that you do move in our lives. You hear our prayers. You hear our hearts. We cry out for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We cry out for the ones that need to know you and know that they can be set free from the fallen one. We pray for our loved ones and our friends that their spiritual eyes would be open and their ears, spiritual ears would be open, and that they will hear the truth and not be like the ones that Jesus talked about in the Word of God in John chapter 8. But they would be open. And they'll come to know you as we know you. And we know, Lord, that you're able to do it. And we thank you and praise you. And help us to be who you called us to be, the lights and the witness, and to shine your light, Lord, in a dark world. We're very grateful, Lord, that we can. We give all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. And that is, like I told you, this song the Lord put as we finish up called Hallelujah, Homecoming. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. There's a homecoming coming. I've been a criminal. Held my breath, sang my own song. Lord, I confess that I'm far from innocent. The shackles I wear, but bought on my own. Scarlet sin, sin cost, you nailed my debt to that old rugged cross. An empty slate at an empty grave. Thank God the stone was rolled away. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. I've been a prodigal, made for your house, but walk my own roads. Listen to change. Jesus came, tore down my prison wall. Death came to life when he called me by name. Amen. Scarlet sin in cost, you nailed my debt to that old rugged cross. An empty slate at the empty grave. Thank God that stone was rolled. Its sins had a crimson cost. You nailed my debt to that old rugged cross. An empty slate at an empty grave. Thank God the stone was rolled away. Amen now. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Now, bowing in heaven, you and I, you and I. Amen. The bright crimson robes drift over the ashes. A wide and open tomb where there should be a casket. The children are singing and dancing and laughing. The Father is welcoming. This is our homecoming. Who's in bloom, pushed up from the embers. Our rivers are tears, flow good times remember. Families are singing, dancing and laughing. The Father is welcoming. This is our homecoming. Heaven joins in with a glorious sound and a great cloud of witness all gather around. Cause ones that were lost are finally found. The Father is welcoming. This is our homecoming. scarlet sin at a crimson cost, to nail my debt to that old rugged cross, the empty slain at the empty grave. Thank God the stone was rolled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Welcoming, this is our homecoming, and you see it now. Hallelujah! Glory! The Father is welcoming. This is our homecoming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You now, sitting on the shores of heaven, you and I and our family, sing dancing and laughing. There's no place like home, yeah. Hallelujah. You're beautiful. Aha, see him face to face. Sing the bridge together. Amen. Amen. Prince's robe draped over the ashes, a wide open tomb where there should be a casket. The children are singing, dancing and laughing. The Father is welcoming. This is our homecoming. Amen. Hallelujah. They're singing, dancing and laughing. The Father is welcoming. Come on, this is our homecoming. Heaven joins in with the glorious sound, and the great cloud of witness all gather around, because of the ones that were lost are finally found. The Father is welcoming. This is our homecoming. With sin at a crimson cost, you nail my debt to that old rugged cross. An empty slate at the empty grave. Thank God that stone was rolled. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Welcoming. This is our homecoming. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is our homecoming. Hallelujah. It's happening. It's happening very soon, brothers and sisters. It really is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as the time goes by quickly. Thank you, Jesus. I have we were asked last week We were asked by Sis Connie for a co-worker, Loopy, to be healed of COVID. I pray that that's happened, or any update on that, Sis Connie. We were praying for Brother Rusev Joseph that was here last week. We hadn't heard anything, so we pray for that. I hadn't heard anything from my niece about that five-year-old son. I hope everything's okay. Continue to pray for Mike Morales and for healing, and pray against cancer, the spirit of cancer. Amen. In Jesus' name. pray for the ministry opportunity. Oh, yeah, brother, sister, I have another opportunity of radio ministry here in Dublin that the Lord is making a way. It's amazing what God's doing at this little church, and that we'll be able to share the gospel here in this area by radio. Amazing. Pray for Skylar and Abraham and their new son, Alexander. Praise God, a wonderful miracle and blessing. And we pray for Sis Connie's co-worker, Kennard Augustine, for the Lord to intervene and show him favor and direction and wisdom. And that understand that, man, that is, I don't even sound right that he has to do something compared to China. Oh, I thought we were in America, but I don't know anymore, huh? Well, we just pray that God gives him wisdom or open another door. Why would you want to be in a place like that wherever he's at? But we'll just pray to watch over him and Sis Connie where they're at. You know, what you're doing there, sis, that's crazy about the thing, signing something about for China. Man, that's nuts. I can understand why he rejected it and stand up for the truth and freedom and constitution. Hallelujah. Amen, sis. We'll see what happens. You know, if Lord willing, and how much time we have, you know. But anyway, praise God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you and honor you tonight. We lift up all these prayer requests, and you know what's happening in our lives. And Father, that we pray for direction and wisdom. We pray for guidance. We pray for protection. We pray that we be bold and brave in the power of the Holy Spirit and stand for truth and righteousness. And we know that, Lord, you will show justice in our life and that you're with us and you make a way, whatever we're facing, that you'll give comfort and peace. Lord, we thank you. We are growing and maturing and becoming more like you. We pray for all these prayer requests that you have answered many, and that we continue to pray and lift up these prayer requests and the things that people are going through, and that you intervene because you love us. And Father, we thank you and praise you for each one of these prayer requests. Lord God, we continue to pray for Brother Joseph. We pray in the name of Jesus, whatever he's going through, that he hears you, Lord, and be led by the Holy Spirit and humble himself and be before you, Lord, and you will change his life. We continue to pray for my niece and her fiance about this 5-year-old son, and that we pray that he be healed and give them comfort and peace in Jesus' name. Lord God, we pray for Mike Morales, a brother that is sharing the things that the world is doing and the enemy is doing, and it seems like he doesn't like it. But God is greater, and that he understands that he is who he needs to believe in and trust, and he's asked for prayer. We pray against the spirit of cancer. We pray it to be dissolved and to be burned up in your presence, Lord, and bring healing upon him with your mighty power, of your healing power, supernatural power that is greater than anything of the enemy or anything of our flesh. We pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray you give the church and our pastor and me wisdom and whoever else involved in this radio mystery as you lead, that we would be a voice, I pray, to lift up Jesus in a place where people can call and pray and ask questions. And I pray we have the answers led by the Holy Spirit, that you make a way, Lord. We thank you. Father, we thank you for the blessing of this new grandson, great-grandson, Alexander. And we pray for comfort and peace and guidance and wisdom for Skylar and Abraham as they have their first child. Lord God, we pray for Kennard, Augustine, Father, and Sis Connie's co-worker. And again, we pray for intervention in him. It's his life. And he would cry out to you, Lord, that he will stand strong for his truth and the freedom that you have given us. And we're very grateful, Lord, for everything you're doing in our lives tonight. We thank you for who you are. And Lord, this is a time of great thanksgiving and gratitude. We pray you watch over each brother and sister in this time here in our nation, and even Brother Andrew and others that they know about giving you thanks. And that we pray for anybody traveling, safe travel. And as families come together, that we'll be a light to shine to them and understand why we're so grateful and what God has done in our lives. And they would come to know you much more personal. And we give you all the glory and honor and thank you, Lord. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, praise God. We'll finish up as we hear about the song of homecoming and who's going to welcome us? The Father. And the Father spoke to us tonight. Oh, it's getting close. It's getting real, brothers. I mean, what an exciting day, as the Father said. What an exciting, glorious day that will be. Hallelujah, sis. Come and sing that wonderful song that the Lord has put on your heart, a hymn of heaven. Oh, praise God. It's got to be good, a hymn of heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Praise God.
Amen.
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 You go ahead and sing that wonderful song, the hymn of heaven.
Hallelujah. Okay, brother.
All right. Bless you.
Lord. I long to breathe the air of heaven, where pain is gone and mercy fills the street, to look upon the one who bled to save me and walk with him for all eternity. There will be a day when all will bow before him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with he who died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord. Every prayer we prayed in desperation, the songs of faith we sang through doubt and fear, in the end we'll see that it was worth it when he returns to wipe away our tears. Whoa. There will be a day when all love is pouring. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with the who died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord. And on the day we join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the faith, with one voice a thousand generations, see worthy is the Lamb who was slain. On that day we join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the faith, with one voice a thousand generations, sing worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Forever shout the hymn of heaven with angels and the saints. We raise a mighty roar. Glory to our God who gave us life beyond the grave. Holy, holy is the Lord. So let it be today. You shout the hymn of heaven.
Good night all. Thank you, Jesus.